Good morning, everybody. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. You gave us good health so that we can come and praise the Lord, read the Bible, hear your voice in this place. We pray that Holy Spirit will come and teach us so that we know the will of God, so we have power to do the will of God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 9 till 11. Okay. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having left this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Christian for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. My point this morning is, verse 10, for Demas has forsaken me, having left this present world. Brothers and sisters, what I want to tell you that this present world is very, very tempted. My friend said the philosophy of this present world marketing is to attract what you want, not what you need. So everything just want to attract what you want. Everybody, every day, they try to tempt us. They can make you feel inferior if you don't have it. If 10 person here, everybody use mobile phone, and then everybody use iPhone, and then you just use iPhone made in China, and you feel something, oh, what's wrong with my iPhone? You feel inferior if you don't have it. They can make you feel out of date. Every day, many people search in internet, just want to see what is the news one. If you use something out of date, you feel inferior. They can make you feel loneliness if you don't have it. Even in the school, when a student come back from summer holiday, they share each other. One student can share, oh, I went to Los Angeles Disneyland. And then the other student said, I went to London. I went to Aussie, everywhere. The only student said, I only go to Chongqing, take a walk and eat fish ball. Feel loneliness. As you know, because of this kind, I have read one news from China. One girl dared to sell herself because of iPad 2. And then 2 days ago, when I read another news, a couple, because of online game, they already sold out 3 children. 2 boys, 1 girl. Because of few thousand dollars. Why? Because of this present world. All this kind of feeling, all this kind of tempted, not only attract unbeliever, but also attack us and tempted us. In the time of Paul, he had one follower, young man, energetic, full heart for mission. His name Demas. Demas is one of church leader. Let us open Colossians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 14. Look, the beloved Ephesians and Demas greet you. Demas greet you. At that time, Paul write a letter for Colossians, and then he mentioned Demas to the Colossian people, and he said, Demas greet you. It's like our Cambodia mission trip. I don't know, maybe one of you cannot go to Cambodia this year, but last year I joined a Cambodia mission trip, and then when Pinet come out, and next month maybe, said to Cambodian people, greeting to you from, for example, from whom? Last year joined, this year not joined, Pinet? Ah, it's from John Moon. John Moon follow me. John Moon is a great. Greeting from John Moon. But I don't want John Moon to be a Demas. like this. So Demas is one leader. His name well-known for Colossian people. Not only for Colossian people, if we see yesterday, Pinet opened Philemon. Let us open Philemon. Philemon, only one chapter. We read verse 24. As Dumas, Aristarchus, Demas, look, my fellow laborers. Paul said that Demas is my fellow workers. That means Demas is important person. Demas is a church leader. Demas also join in ministry. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9, we see that Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Demas leave Paul, leave ministry, not because of suffering, but because the world. What kind of the world attract Demas? If we see present world full of party. Present world full of glory. Everybody want glory. And then present world full of desire. This opposite with the cross, suffering and self-denial. Today, we have the same world. Sometimes because of luxury, because of food, because of glory, we leave ministry, we leave Jesus Christ. What I say, because of 5C, credit card, car, condominium, and then everything, see, we leave the most important C, Christ. The same word come to you and come to me. Sometimes we feel, why should I do this? My friend do not do like this. They have luxury. They have all they wanted. I don't have anything. Same war. Same war. The world people say unpopular for us if we follow Jesus and do ministry. This all just for all people, just for elderly, not for us, young men. The same war. Sometimes many Christian young people want to stay in between. In one side want to follow Jesus, in another side love the world. If we stay in between, I believe we cannot finish our ministry. If we don't finish our ministry, then I must tell you, we never get the crown, because in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Paul said, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who has loved his appearance." Not only to me, Paul said, but to all of you. You and me have this kind of opportunity to have the crown. Few days ago, I said, if there is no judgment, then I don't want to do ministry. If there is no judgment, then I don't want to follow Jesus. Because there's a judgment, so that I want to do ministry. Because a judgment, so I want to follow Jesus Christ. Because of judgment, I have faith to do this kind of thing. And Paul said, there's a crown. I want you and me finish our ministry. Amen? I want you and me get the crown. I want you and me stay in God and wait for God's glory come to all of us. But how? Because we live in this present world. When Paul write this, I saw on verse 11, this is the reason. Only Luke is with me. Only Luke is with me. Demas forsaking Paul. Forsake Paul. Only Luke stay with me. That means we need to learn something from Luke so that we can stay with Paul, stay with God in doing this ministry. Who is Luke? Luke is the writer of the Gospel of Luke and Acts. If we open the Luke, let us see Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 3. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. It seemed good to me, having had perfect understanding. Why Luke can follow Paul? Why Luke can do the ministry till the end? Because Luke have knowledge and faith in Christ. Knowledge. Luke understand. Luke search everything. Faith. Luke trust what he write. Brother and sister, if only knowledge without faith, empty. Only faith without knowledge, no basic. So, knowledge and faith must follow together. And I see Luke is a man full of knowledge, but Luke also full of faith. Number two, besides Luke understand who is Jesus, he also understand the meaning to be Jesus' follower. You know, when I study Luke again, my professor from Virginia, and then the first three class, I don't understand what he said, because he used no voice like that. And then I want to skip from the class. Night time, very tired, and then don't understand everything. But the last, I get it. He just want to say one thing. If Luke come here,
want to tell you about Jesus Christ, what is the main message from Luke? Oh, I get it. Only one message. And then after that, if you read the whole passage of this Luke, you can know that the last journey of Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem, the last journey to Jerusalem, Luke point 12 chapter. Just only one journey, Luke write 12 chapter. And then in this 12th chapter, Jesus talked very much to the disciple. And then the main message of this 12th disciple is the cause of discipleship. That's why when we open, let's see, Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 63. But Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." If you never plan or go to farming, you don't know what is this meaning. In Indonesia, they eat rice much. So when the farmer plant the rice tree, they do it like this. They put the seed and then move to back like this. So when you plant the rice tree and then you look back, so the tree cannot get a line. So when the tree cannot get a line, when harvest, it's very difficult for you to cut the rice. So they must like this. Always get in the line. This is the meaning. When you follow Jesus, don't look back, look right, or look left. Just focus. Just focus. Luke understand this verse. Even in the midst of difficulties, Luke not left ministry. Luke do it because Luke know why he follow Jesus. Number three, Luke knows that he served the living and true God. He know that Jesus now in the heaven. You can see in verse 24. And will come back again. You can see in the book of Acts. Chapter 1, verse 11. So, because of this understanding, Luke stay to do ministry. Luke not tempted by this present world. We see this is the reason why Luke stay with Paul. I pray that we all together stay with Jesus till the end of our life. I have one man in Jakarta. He followed me when I was in Surabaya for do some mission and survey for Boyolali. And then he record everything. After record everything, he put all recording into a CD and he make it perfect. After make it perfect, he sent to me. And I said to him, "Thank you very much." And I said, "My Father in heaven will pay everything for you." I do not pay any money for him. And I said, "My Father in heaven will pay the money for you." And what he said? He didn't say amen, no. He said, "Already paid." And I said, "Thanks God. What I teach you before, now I get the fruit. Already paid." We follow Jesus, not because we want to get something, but we already get something from the God. With this kind of understanding, I believe the world cannot tempt us. The world just let you, cheat you. Don't ever trust the world. Don't ever follow the world and leave your ministry. If you do like this, you will be failed and sad at the end. As a closing, one day Bill Gates died. One day, of course one day, I also died one day. Few minutes before he died, Satan come to Bill Gates. Bill Gates, after you died, you won't go to heaven or to hell? Oh, I just won't go to heaven, not won't go to hell. And then after that, the Satan opened everything to Bill Gates. In heaven, no computer. In heaven, no iPhone. In heaven, no iPad. But in hell, oh, there are everything. And then after that, Bill Gates think, oh, I should choose hell, not heaven. And then Bill Gates said, I won't go to the hell. Okay. And then after that, Bill Gates died. Suddenly, Bill Gates died. His spirit and his soul was taken to the hell. And then at that time, Bill Gates said, oh, why so different? You told me that in hell, there are iPhone, iPad, and so many computers. And then the Satan said, just screensaver. Just screensaver. If you follow the world, just screensaver. Not true inside. May God bless you. Amen. My daughter and son want to praise the Lord. Let us meditate and then try to understand why we follow Jesus Christ. After this, Peanut will lead us in prayer.
You. Let's pray together. Let's just pray for ourselves and pray for our church, that we would also be like Luke, that we would stay faithful, we would understand the cost of discipleship, but understand that Jesus has already paid us, you know, for all that we would give to Him, you know, as we do our ministry, as we follow Him. So let's pray for ourselves and also for our church. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Nagoya, Japan, and Kenny Ye, who's there. Let's also pray for our Japan team that's there. John Kang, and Edda, and Hyde, Rachel, Pastor Sam Kim, Pastor Sophia, and anyone else that I might have forgotten. Let's pray for them, that God would really protect them and bless them. Let's pray for Thailand, and Rachel, who's there as a YWAMer. Let's pray for her, and pray that God would really help her. Let's pray for North Korea. Let's pray for the churches there, just that God would strengthen them and help them to hold on and be faithful. Let's pray for Chris, who's the missionary that we're in contact with over there. And then we have a team leaving in August, at the end of August, North Korea. So let's pray for their visas, that they'll be able to get their visas to North Korea, and that God would protect them, really show them a lot of cool things as they go. So let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for the SP Ministries. Let's pray for Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and Campus Ministry with Pastor Sophia. Let's just pray that we'll be able to really disciple the young people in our church, and that just the presence of God, the anointing of God will be upon every single meeting, every single gathering, and that it'll be a really meaningful time. And that the kids would grow up in the Lord and mature in the Lord. So let's pray for these ministries. Thank you. Let's pray for SP 1.5. Let's pray that God would lead us. Let's pray for continual favor from God with all that needs to be done. And let's pray that through the whole process we'll give glory to God, and He would give everyone that needs to make a decision just wisdom and insight, and just a real clarity of mind. And let's lift this whole thing up to the Lord and ask Him to lead us and guide us. And let's also continue to bless the vine as they finish up their move to their new sanctuary. And let's also thank God for how much He has been faithful to us and how much He has led us thus far. So let's pray and thank Him about the move. Father God, thank You for today. Thank You for the message, God. Help us to stay faithful to You, God, to stay committed to You and to the ministry that You have given us, God. May we consider it a privilege, God, that You have invited us to work with You, to build Your kingdom with You here. And I pray for Your strength and anointing and presence of God to be with us. And we thank You for today. We just want to give You this day. We want to bring joy to Your heart. And I pray that we would get to know You better in some way today, God. I pray that You would just lead us today. I thank You that You are the living God and that You are with us. You're walking with us today. We want to remember You and think about You throughout this whole day, God. We want to love You. We worship You. We praise You, God. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.